The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1978, the Soviet Union launched the first of a series of vehicles which would keep the world's space station supplied for decades to come. The first unmanned Progress cargo vehicle lifted off with supplies and equipment for the crew of Space Station Salyut 6, and its automated docking system guided the first Progress vehicle to a flawless docking. Since Progress wasn't expected to return to Earth, it used its thrusters to reboost Salyut 6 into a higher orbit, extending the station's lifetime. Progress vehicles still bring cargo and gear to the International Space Station to this day. Born on this day in 1920, actor DeForest Kelly, Star Trek's Dr. Leonard Bones McCoy.
Winded?
You'd be the last one I'd tell.
You could see the alarm lights flashing from there, McCoy. Why didn't you tell me?
Finally finished physical on you, didn't I? What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
Astronaut Buzz Aldrin, the lunar module pilot of Apollo 11 and the second man to walk on the moon, was born in 1930.
Beautiful view. Isn't that something? Magnificent sight, aren't you? Magnificent desolation.
And in 1934, actor Tom Baker, the fourth and longest running actor to star as the Doctor in Doctor Who, was born.
I can only tell you what I would do. If I were you, oh, if I were you. Oh, perhaps I was you, of course. Oh, perhaps you are me. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Or perhaps it doesn't matter either way.
Max's founder and SimCity creator Will Wright was born in 1960. Skeet Ulrich, star of the post-apocalyptic series Jericho, was born in 1970. But in 1973, it was the last scene for the first Doctor.
Here we are, back safe and sound.
Quite a party.
Yes, well, the party's over now. You young men and I go back to our time zones. Though considering the way things have been going, well, I shudder to think what you'll do without me.
William Hartnell made his final Doctor Who appearance in part 4 of the 10th anniversary story The Three Doctors, also starring John Pertwee and Patrick Troughton. In 1979, the quest for the key to time was coming to an end, but the search was only getting more dangerous.
Should be in parking orbit over Atrios. Let's see where we're going, shall we?
Why not?
That's odd. That's very odd. Wouldn't you say that was very odd?
That's very odd.
I wonder what went wrong.
Better check the coordinates.
0069. That's exactly what you gave me. Are you sure?
Quite sure. Something's gone astray.
No, just a minute. There may have been a time shift. Let's take another reading.
0080100040.
0080100. What a lot of zeros.
Part 1 of the season-ending story, The Armageddon Factor, premiered on this day. And in 1992, as Star Trek The Next Generation reached the peak of its popularity, Paramount confirmed rumors that had been circulating for a few months.
In a universe of new adventures, where no one has gone before, imagine Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Coming to your quadrant, January 1993.
Next Generation would soon have a spin-off of its own, also airing in syndication, called Star Trek Deep Space Nine, set to begin filming later in 1992 with a premiere date early in 1993. Casting was not yet finalized, but at this early stage, the show's creators, who were also in charge of Next Generation, hoped that they could talk Michelle Forbes into becoming one of the stars of the new show as Ensign Ro. This would be the first Star Trek series not created by Gene Roddenberry. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. Thelogbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.